That was Julian Cooper, and that is Kirk Cousins holding up that number 8 jersey. And you see the tie there, the stripe. Look at that. Julie evidently bought that online, also bought a green Jets tie this week just in case. But he's not in Florham Park. He's in Eagan with Tom Pelissero.
Kirk, the New York Jets would have written you a big check. The Arizona Cardinals had interest. You could have gone a lot of places. Why are you standing here as the Vikings' new quarterback?
Well, there's a long list, and we could be here a long time if I wanted to go down all of it. But it ultimately goes to the leadership of the Vikings organization, my belief in their ability to win now. And, it's a great opportunity for me and my family. I'm originally from the Midwest, so a chance to come back to the Midwest feels like I'm coming home a little bit. And, to play for a great fan base in a brand-new stadium, brand-new practice facility with great players is a dream come true.
You had a chance to talk a little bit with coaches over the past couple of days. What do you expect the identity of this team to be like with you at quarterback?
Well, I think we have some time now to figure that out because it is going to take time, and that's why we have an off-season program. And I think there will be a great deal of learning on my end to learn from our coaches what they want of me and what they expect of me. And I just want to be a sponge and soak it up and see how I fit best into this offense and into this team. And that'll be a process that I'm excited to undertake.
A lot has been made publicly about you getting a fully guaranteed contract. What impact, if any, do you hope that has on the landscape of player compensation?
Well, I certainly want what's best for the players, and I want to see players have great careers and come out of this league, in a great position financially. And so, if players after me want to follow suit, I'm sure that could move it to a different level. But, that's up to them, and I'm only one contract and at one moment in time, but I thought it was a great idea by my agent Mike McCartney that he implemented and then was able to execute.
You mentioned in the press conference you've long felt underrated and overlooked. I'm here to tell you that's over now. No. 3-year, $84 million contract. There's expectations, there's pressure. How do you expect to deal with that?
Well, even when you're underrated and overlooked, there's still expectations and pressure. And you don't play quarterback in this league or even in the Big Ten in college without there being expectations and some pressure. So you learn how to handle it and how to just go play, and it's a team game, and you rely on the guys around you, and you're in it together, and that certainly helps.
The Vikings GM Rick Spielman told you he thinks this is a lifetime deal. When you envision your future here, the rest of your career, at least 3 years with the Minnesota Vikings, what do you see yourself accomplishing?
Well, I think that's the stay tuned. That's why we go to work and why we go play the games. But we're excited about what the future could hold. And right now it's just all talk, and we've got to go earn it. And this team knows how to do it. They've been doing it now for several years. So, I can't wait to get to work.
Welcome to Minnesota. Congratulations. Thank you.